Hey, Ruben.
Hey, I'm sorry for the phone tag. How are you doing?
No, good. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So let's kind of go over your file and figure out what we can do for you here so you can understand what's available. So, and can you hear me okay? The line's a little fuzzy.
The what?
The line's a little fuzzy. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, because I'm driving, I have you on Bluetooth, so sorry. Oh,
no, it's okay. So here's kind of my thought process. We do a lot of startup business financing. We have a lot of repeat customers. The issue with startup financing is that it's very limited in scope on what's available. And sometimes my experience has been, I've actually had a lot of customers who have come to me and my division who have gone with other finance companies, kind of been jerked around, so to speak. And then they come back to us and they say, hey, okay. I was promised X and it never happened. So here are my general thoughts with startup financing. It's about helping you out, get as much money as possible, at least to be part of the solution. With a new business, you and your partner don't own any current entities, correct?
No.
You don't own businesses. Okay. So what we can do is this. My thought is this. We have two startup restaurant programs, actually three. And you're working with, you have two vendors. You have Cornerstone, and then you also have RD Fixtures. Are you trying to buy from both of them or one of them?
I'm going to buy from both of them.
Both of them. Okay. So here's my thought process. Your bankruptcy is an issue. It's not a deal killer, so to speak. Here's what I think is a realistic idea of what can be done for you to get this rolling. I think you're looking at about a minimum that we have one. We're going to split your deal up. Straightforward.
That's what Dennis. Let me ask you something before you go on. What's your relationship with Dennis? He works for you or you work for him?
I run the relation. I'm higher on the food chain. I run the relationship with Excel with all these different restaurant equipment dealers. So I've been with our firm for 9 years.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It's his file. It's not like I'm trying to make money off your file. It's his file. I manage the relationship with our vendors. So I'm here to make sure some realistic ideas are set up so there's no overpromising. Here's what you're looking at. We have one partner that will do about $15,000 for you with a lease with option to own program for about 36 months maximum, two or 3 years. Sometimes it'll be pushed to 48 or 60 months, but generally it's 3 years. We have an internal finance program that there is a chance that you can get approved for. I do not say that disparagingly. I don't know how the bankruptcy will figure into it. That might go for about $35,000. And then we have another partner we work with that could lend you, I would think, they would lend you something between $8,000 to $15,000 off the top of my head. So you're generally looking, I think, at a minimum of about $15,000 to $23,000. But if we can do this other approval for you, about $35,000. So anywhere between $23,000 to $60,000. It's kind of a wild ride. A question I also ask is, are you or your current partner, do you have employment, or is this everything kind of generated, all the revenue can be generated from this new venture?
Well, my partner, has employment, but he's going to work for that business.
Okay, do you know what his, annual income is right now?
His annual income is $50,000.
Okay.
He's a car salesman.
Okay, and so your business right now, you said it's $49.51, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and the other thing I have a question for you is this. Based on your transaction, there are a lot of customers that come into this and they say, hey, look, I want someone to give me either everything I want, $80,000 or nothing, and that's okay. But what happens is that can kind of create hurt feelings. So I guess the question that I'm asking you is, if we can assist you with something, is something better than nothing, or are you looking to get all this finance?
Well, I would like to have at least, the way we were talking with Dennis, he brought us up anywhere from 75 to 95.
All right. Dennis is lower on the food chain than me. You're talking to the decision maker.
Okay.
You're talking to someone who actually helps underwrite these files and manage an entire relationship. So he knows about the file. He's a great guy. He's been here for years. But with startup restaurants, I'm a lot more experienced than him. So I'm giving you realistic ideas. Based on the bankruptcy And what I'm seeing as a general industry, I think that, and part of this is actually under-promising. A lot of customers, if you overpromise, you really put yourself in a nasty position. It is not a good thing to do. We don't want, you know, I've seen that mess. I've seen people that come to me and said, hey, this company promised me that I'd get money, and lo and behold, I'm not. So my thought is this, minimum.
You know, what I like to do is, you know, if we can do, you know, I know, you know, if you look at R&D, you know, if you guys do, you know, I know installation and stuff and tax and all that stuff is not going to be so.
We do.
If you guys give me 50 grand, I'll be happy.
I'm sorry?
If you guys give me 50, I'll be happy.
It's not about that. So that's one of the things to explain. I'm not trying to beat this like a dead horse. But this is not a relative equity approval. It's not like, hey, you're going to finance $80,000 and we're going to finance 50, so we have an equity position. This equipment, we pretty much write it off if people don't pay because it's restaurant equipment. It's not a loan to value ratio like real estate. So what I'm trying to, and a lot of people are quite frankly insulted when someone says, hey, look, here's $15,000. They feel like they're hit in the face. That's how they talk. They're like, I feel insulted. So my goal is not to insult you. It's to tell you that realistically, startup restaurants are a very, very high risk program. Many companies simply will not touch a restaurant or any business, frankly, unless they've been in business for 2 to 3 years. That just starts the conversation. With the credit I'm seeing, I want to realistically prepare you. I think you'll get it really comes down to how much we can underwrite internally, but there is a significant chance I'm going to come back to you and say, hey, James, I can give your business $15,000 or $30,000 in funding, and I don't want you to be insulted by that offer. And it's not that it's what Bank of Cardiff can do. Just so you know, I get calls from brokers and other finance companies every day who want to sign up for our program because we're the only one that actually does anything above $15,000 in the entire industry.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get your file submitted. I should have an answer for you by tomorrow. Just please keep in mind, if we can go shoot for the stars, great. I'm just trying to give you realistic numbers so you don't feel insulted with an offer if it comes on the low side, okay?
Okay, so you told me, you know, that's a big spread. Can you be a little more specific?
I can't because I don't have any approvals for you. I can't. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to come back to you tomorrow and say, hey, look, here's one approval. Here's what it qualified for. If you get a second one, here's what it is. And I'm going to give you exact numbers tomorrow. If you like the numbers, great. There's no pressure from our side. We just want to be part of your solution. I've been in this business long enough to see when to stop the sales nonsense and to be honest with customers. Customers appreciate honesty. They don't appreciate being sold.
All right. Let me know.
Okay. So you're going to get a call from me tomorrow. I have a few other general questions for you. You mentioned that you leased the building, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How long is your lease for?
10 years straight lease and 2 5-year options. 10 and
okay.
10.
Did you put down a security deposit, or is the landlord kind of cutting you a deal for free rent? How does your lease agreement work?
It worked. Yeah, I put a security deposit first month rent.
Okay.
And I got some free rent for construction.
Okay, perfect. When do you anticipate your doors being open?
October 1st.
Okay. I've asked you a lot of questions. Are there any other questions that I can answer? Like I said, I don't have pricing for you because you're not approved yet. I just now understand the transaction. Are there any questions, though, besides that I can answer for you? I'd be more than happy to do so.
Okay, yeah, you need to get approval first. All right, let's get approval and, you know.
Was there a question on interest rate?
Yeah.
Okay, no, let's not beat around the bush. I'm fine telling you this. There's no salesmanship on my side. Funding for startup restaurants tends to run on the high side. It's about a need. So the money will be expensive. I want to be as clear as possible. It will be expensive funding. It gets you from point A to point B. But if you are looking for a low cost rate, that is not something that is available right now for startup restaurants. We have tons of references. We have thousands of customers who have loved our product. But just so you know, the cost of funding, it is on the high side, and that is because of the risk. I'm sorry?
How high is high, approximately?
Is this the partner I'm speaking to?
Yeah.
It's high, so I can give you an idea. if you, it really depends on the exact approvals. There's not just one pricing strategy, but I can give you an idea. If you borrow 15 grand on one of our, if we enter, it all comes down to what we can internally underwrite. But I can tell you what one of our partners does because they have set pricing. If you borrow 15,000 from them over 3 years, you'll pay back close to 25.
So what's the rate?
It's not an APR. It's a fixed monthly payment. None of these transactions will have an APR listed on it. They'll have a monthly payment. But it's pretty simple. To give you an idea, you'll take $25,000. It'd be, so just to give you those numbers,
40%.
Over 3 years, yeah. Money is on the expensive side. And so this money is meant... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, okay, no, just let's wait for your phone call and then we'll go from there.
Okay, fair enough. I hope you, you know, like I said, I'll be in touch with you tomorrow. I think understand it. And I'll hope to hear from you soon.
All right, Ruben.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, I missed.